Hello, everyone, and welcome to this 4th of July edition of Public Health Matters. I'm Cindy Hilbisch, WIC Director at the Coshocton County Health Department. Today, we're talking about keeping our babies hydrated. This week, barbecues, family vacations, and long days out in the sun are in full swing. We know lots of fluids are needed when enjoying outdoor activities on hot days, and this is no different for infants. Babies need plenty of fluids to prevent dehydration. While it may seem tempting to offer babies water, juice, or even drinks like Gatorade, it's important to stick with breast milk or formula. In fact, up to 6 months old, babies should only be given breast milk or formula. When taking baby out during hot weather, baby may want to feed more often than usual, but in smaller amounts or shorter nursing sessions. Per the American Academy of Pediatrics, it's important to be alert for the following warning signs of dehydration and notify your pediatrician immediately if any of them develop. Your baby may already be mild to moderately dehydrated if he or she is making fewer than 6 wet diapers per day, has a parched, dry mouth, is making fewer tears when crying, or the soft spot of the head becomes sunken. If bottle feeding, be sure to pack more formula making supplies than usual on hot days. If packing expressed breast milk or formula that is already mixed, be sure to keep it below 40 degrees by using a cooler bag with ice packs. For breastfeeding moms, remember that breast milk provides all the fluids baby needs, so it's important to breastfeed often. Breastfeeding moms are protected by the Ohio Revised Code to breastfeed baby in any public place where you're otherwise allowed. This includes public parks and recreational facilities, restaurants, stores, hair salons, and even dentist and doctor's offices. Ohio law makes no requirement about covering up either, so don't feel pressured to cover up with a blanket or scarf, as these extra layers of fabric can make you and baby feel even more overheated. For anyone feeling uncomfortable when seeing a mom breastfeeding her baby in public, please keep in mind that breastfeeding is considered the best nutrition for most infants per the Centers for Disease Control. And per the American Academy of Pediatrics, there is unequivocal evidence that breastfeeding protects infants against childhood cancers, ear infections, and respiratory tract infections, as well as reduces mom's risk of breast and ovarian cancers. Know that moms breastfeeding in public are simply trying to keep their babies hydrated and well-nourished. They're not looking for attention and would actually rather people shift their gaze away. Thanks for listening to this 4th of July edition of Public Health Matters. Just as a reminder that any breastfeeding mom, past, present, or future, is welcome to come and join Mom Squad with WIC's very own breastfeeding peer helper, Amanda Taylor, this coming Tuesday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Coshocton County Services Building. Be sure to tune back in next week, Thursday at 12:30 for the next edition of Public Health Matters. Have a happy holiday, everyone. Stay safe and stay hydrated.